What's up, Team XYZ? It is the voice, Pastor Suge, back here again on a mission to encourage, inspire, promote, and glorify the kingdom of God. And before we get started, can we just pray? Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, I thank you for what you've done, what you're doing. Lord God, I thank you for every ear, every eye, every heart, every spirit that is following Generation XYZ, that is keeping up and supporting and listening, Lord God. And right now, we just cover our conglomerate, Lord God. We cover it with your protection, with your anointing, with your holiness, Lord God, with your purity, Lord God. And right now, as we just call on your name, we just ask that we glorify you. Lord God, guard my tongue, guard my heart against any distraction, against any lame excuse, against any fear. And Lord God, right now, we just glorify you and we raise your son, Jesus Christ, up, Lord God, to his place. Lord God is Lord of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What's up, Generation XYZ? It's Pastor Suge, and it has been a minute. Team XYZ, y'all probably asking, where has Pastor Suge been? So the last time y'all saw me was Justin Perfect on November 19th. And since then, so much has taken place. Oh, my goodness. I got to explain it to y'all. So we had our first ever Ecclesia. We took it from the podcast to the platform to live in person. So glory be to God for that. Team XYZ, it has been a journey. And even seeing that come into manifestation, if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Some young Pastor Suge, some young brother is coming up listening to this and saying how. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Another thing, I was on a fast. I was on a sabbatical right before the Ecclesia. I took a sabbatical away from XYZ. Right after the Ecclesia, I took a sabbatical away from people. I was fasting, praying, seeking the Lord, and through all of that, I did a fast with the gifts ministry. We did the Daniel fast. Oh, my goodness. And it was so great, XYZ. Like, it was a diet that consisted of from 9 to 2, we only ate fruits and vegetables. And then, so for me and Mama D, we're working during those times. So we're supposed to have free time during 2 to 4. But we extended our fruits and veggies from 9 to 5. So from 9 to 5, Pastor Suge was only eating fruits and veggies and nuts. So y'all know I wasn't feeling that. From 5 to 7, you could eat whatever you want. And then from 7 on, we didn't eat nothing. And so we couldn't drink coffee. All we could have was water. It was 7 days a week. The fast consisted 7 days a week. That's why a lot of people didn't see me posting a whole lot up until the Ecclesia or after the Ecclesia, because I actually took a long fast from just social media and just getting my mind right and recalibrated from that. Team XYZ, it was a journey. And through that 14-day fast, we were praying and seeking the Lord every morning at 6 a.m. We were going to God and we were like, it was rocking. Like, if you got a group of friends that you can pray with in the morning time, I suggest you start your day like that. Don't text nobody back. Don't call nobody. Don't get on Snap and see what nobody did last night. No, get on a prayer chat at about 6, 7. You got to do it when you're still ready to fall back to sleep. It was amazing. And shout out to the Gifts Association. Shout out to the Gifts Fellowship. We're going to be collaborating with a lot of those ministries this year. So I'm sure that I will have numerous pastors, apostles, teachers, preachers, ministers, you name it, evangelists, pastors. I already named that. But you guys get the point. We're going to be collaborating, and it is headed by my two apostles, Johnny Young Jr., shout out to him, and Apostle Brian Banks. Those two are my guys. I love them to death. Shout out to them. And Team XYZ, it was amazing just the revelations I received throughout my sabbatical and since I've been away from the platform, just getting ready to come back and just re-revolutionize what we already started here on XYZ. And so even within, we're 5:32 into it. Let's get into the word. That's enough of my intro and where I've been. But turn with me today to Luke chapter 2. We're going to start off in Luke chapter 2 at verse 51. And today I'm going to be reading out of my Maxwell Leadership Bible. It is a New King James Version. And so it goes on and it says, talking about Jesus, then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. So some context around there. So let's go up to verse 46 where it says, so now it was that after 3 days they found him, speaking of Jesus, in the temple sitting in the midst of teachers, both listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said, look to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke. So now when we read verse 51 and it says, then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. What does it mean he was subject to them? He allowed them to parent him. He was teachable, but his mother kept all these things in her heart and she remembered them. See, she remembered that statement that she did not understand at the time, Team XYZ. And then it goes on to say, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. So what does that mean? God multiplied his territory, not only just things, but with people and in favor with God. Team XYZ, y'all gotta forgive me. That's the message today. Y'all gotta forgive me. If you want a title, that's the name of it. Y'all gotta forgive me. Because see, that's how I was. Oh, see, I can't fake kick it with y'all no more. I was raised up in the temple. I was the one listening to the pastors and to the high priest and in the temple gathering questions and information. But y'all gotta forgive me because I might have strayed away in the last 3 years. See, I still been gathering information. I still been in the temple. I still been listening. But Lord, I ain't been preaching it. So y'all got to forgive me, Team XYZ, because I sat up there in Tomball, Texas a couple months ago and I watched my apostle cry. Cry. Real tears. This ain't no fake. This ain't no sermon. XYZ, I ain't even wrote, to be honest. But I sat up there and I watched Apostle Johnny Young cry because he said, there's a new word. There's a new revelation in this generation that we won't teach, that nobody will take up. And it hurt me. It pierced my soul and it pierced my spirit, XYZ, because I didn't understand what he was saying. I'm sitting right there. What you mean we won't take it up? What you mean we won't say it? What you mean we won't find it in the word? But I was 8 years old preaching sermons. No, go check the paperwork. At Greater New Grove Christian Worship Center, I preached my first sermon at 10 years old. No, you know what? Scratch that. I was in Marksville, Louisiana at my Auntie June, Apostle June Barton's church. I didn't preach at Greater New Grove until I was 11. Glory be to God. So when it says, I must be about my father's business, XYZ, I ain't been about my father's business. See, I've been kind of moving the chains on the court. And what do I mean by that? Withholding perspective. Withholding the things that's going to get you set free. Withholding a generation's knowledge. See, that's what they did. That's what they used to do. See, but we done got too scared and too in ourselves in Gen Z to go say it now. To even correct the behavior of our fathers and our grandfathers and our ancestors. If we want to get spiritual. Oh, see, XYZ, y'all really don't understand what happened on this sabbatical. I realized that God blessed me with my own platform to where I don't have to two-step. I don't have to dance. I don't have to watch what I say. The Lord said, as long as you don't cuss, you good. Go. Oh, no. No, I got to talk to y'all real because, see, we had the game at the pulpit. We had the game at the altar, and now we're starting to fall. Now it's starting to break down. See, we done built up all of these platforms and all of these places to where people want to go get set free. They want it to be a spiritual hospital. They want it to be a refresh and a refill perspective that they could walk new in. But we won't give it to them because we trying to stay rich. We want to be something we not. We want to be more important. And XYZ, I promise this message is going to keep me from coming to a couple places. Oh, it's going to keep me out of a couple pulpits. But guess what? I came back on Wartime Wednesday for a reason. I came back today for a reason. And this is not by mistake. Nothing in 2024 is going to be by mistake. Come on, let's get back in the word because y'all got to follow me on this. See, in chapter 4 of Luke, it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, correct? And was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. That's where I've been at. I've been in the trenches in the wilderness. And then verse 2 says, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. How long have I been gone, XYZ? And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. Oh, see, I'm hungry right now. I'm rejuvenated and I'm clapping for the ball, as my apostle said. See, time is out for withholding the scripture, withholding the word, keeping it inside. Because we want to maintain an image. Because we want to be politically correct. I can articulate well enough, XYZ, to tell you we don't have time to be politically correct anymore. We don't have time, Gen Z. We don't have time. But y'all want me to keep reading scripture. I believe it. I receive it. And it says in verse 3, and the devil said to him, if you are the Son of Man, command this stone to become bread. And then in verse 4, it says, but Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Y'all think this scripture doesn't apply to y'all. See, that's the problem. That's why y'all seeing pastors who got the biggest ministries scared, nervous, shaking, while Pastor Suge over here chilling. While my apostles over there eating the fat of the lamb. While ministries and people are being healed in this season. Come on now. Y'all done seen us at Heavenly Hope dancing. Y'all done seen people walking out of wheelchairs. Y'all done seen miracles happen in this season and in this day and age. And in 2023, we watched them take place, but we didn't believe they was true. Because we don't believe that about us. Nah, XYZ, guess what? That's true about me. Oh, but let me keep reading. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Come on now, let's dive into that. Let's dive into Luke chapter 4, verse 5. Let's really read it because it says, then the devil took Jesus on a high mountain, it showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So real quick, in a snap of a finger, just like that, bow, boom, bow, That's how quick it was. Took him up to a mountain, a high place. What's a high place? A perspective? Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about? The party that you got invited to? The lunch in? The dinner? Yeah. The game you didn't realize? See, that's where the devil took Jesus and showed. It says, then the devil taking him up to a high place. So the devil took him and showed him on a high mountain all the kingdoms of the world. The kingdoms of the world is the stuff that man has built up, the stuff that man has glorified. Are y'all following me today? Come on now, I'm only 15 minutes into this XYZ. All of the kingdoms of the world. He showed Jesus. Come on now. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you. See, that's where we got to see ourselves as Christ. We got to see ourselves as Jesus. Y'all really, people ask me, what do you mean when you say we're like Jesus? We can do what Jesus do. This is what I mean. If Satan talks to Jesus like that, you don't think he talked to you like that? All this authority I will give you and their glory. Who is their glory? The masses, the people, the world, them friends, that group, them letters. Oh, y'all don't know what I mean by the letters. The sorority and fraternity. The fraternity and the sorority. All this authority I will give to you in their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Y'all got to really understand and break this stuff down. I'm not reading some fictional fairy tale book. The devil is sitting there saying, I will give all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I will take you up and give you this perspective and give you this knowledge and take you up on this high place and put you above the world and put you above common folk. And you can have all the riches and all of the glory and all of the things that people love. And I'll give it to you. It's been delivered to me. And I give it to whoever I wish. And if y'all don't think he's still saying the same thing in 2024, y'all really not listening. Time out for all of that. Time out for Pastor Suge acting like he don't know what it is. Because I just know it's the fact that people really aren't in tune and really aren't tapped into the word. I'm sorry, but we can no longer come from a perspective of you don't know. We have to act like you should know. Point blank, period. I wish I preached for amen. I wish I got up there every Sunday and I had a whole bunch of people saying amen for me. But I don't, XYZ. It's just me in the studio. Y'all done seen it. And it ain't that big. I ain't got no audience. But listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered him and said to him, get behind me, Satan. Remember when else he said that. Stay tuned. Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God. See, Jesus was telling Satan, you shall worship the Lord your God. He wasn't telling himself that. He was telling Satan that. That's the power we got. In him only you shall serve. See, Satan can't serve man. Satan can't even create by himself. Satan can't bless you. All he can do is steal, kill, and destroy what you let him. Come on now, y'all. Come on now, y'all. And Pastor Suge been sitting over here listening to these pastors tell y'all something different. And I get disgusted at it. And this is the same Pastor Suge that they did not want to let get up there and preach when he was that age. Why would you give a 10-year-old the platform and then tear it down? A 10-year-old. Let's get into that. Let me keep going to scripture. But like, for real, y'all got to understand what I done seen and witnessed and been through and my perspective of it. Because I think it'll help somebody if I just tell it. It says, then he brought him to Jerusalem, the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of a temple, of the temple. and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. What did Satan just do? He just set Jesus on the throne in the holy city as king and said, if you're really God's son, throw yourself down and kill yourself. He wanted his mind. And if Satan can get you to believe, if he could get you to think, if he could just get your mind wrapped around you ain't that, he won. And they wanted me to believe growing up that I wasn't that. They wanted me to believe growing up that I shouldn't be up there, that I shouldn't be Pastor Shook, that I shouldn't be called Pastor Shane Sorrells, that I shouldn't go get my doctorate's degree. Oh, this is the Shane they didn't want to let loose. No pastor about it. I don't need a title to talk to y'all. I don't need a title to teach y'all the word and what's in there. We still in Luke chapter 4. I'm not even 10 verses in. But see, we done set up here and we ain't preached y'all the word. We done preached y'all remedies, rituals, what we think y'all should do. And I ain't gonna sit up here and I ain't gonna name no names today, but y'all gotta understand what I'm saying. There's people in your life too that have tried to keep you from being who God wants you to be. There's people in your life too that have kept you functioning at a lower level of operation. And who is it at the end of the day? Satan. The enemy. And nah, we going to war with them in 2024. I'm equipping Gen Z. If you listen to Pastor Shug, if you listen to Pastor P, as y'all call me, guess what? You go be ready for war. Because it's time out for all of these scared Christians. Nah, we got to be like Navy SEALs in this season. I remember listening to Pastor Stephen Darby. He said, this generation of saints is going to be like Navy SEALs carrying out kingdom missions for the Lord. And I refuse to get on XYZ, my platform that the Lord blessed me with, to lord over and reign over and rule over. I'm not finna get up here and lie to y'all. I'm not going to get up here and not teach y'all this word. Because it said, Jesus answered him, it has been said to you, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And people been playing. And that's why they falling in this season. That's why I'm sitting up here today saying, y'all got to forgive me. That's why I'm saying, y'all got to forgive me. Because we didn't set up here and we didn't tempt the Lord for generations. Generations. Generations of my family that set up here and tempted the Lord. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. I'm telling y'all, watch what this do. And I'm still reading out the same Bible I was at the beginning. Maxwell Thompson Leadership Bible, New King James Version. And you know what? I'm not even, I might not even make 30 minutes, XYZ. I might let y'all loose. Let's go back to the word. Let's go to Luke chapter 9, verse 18, where it says, Peter confesses Jesus is Christ. And it happened as he was alone praying that his disciples joined him. And he asked them, saying, who do the crowd say that I am? So they answered and said, John the Baptist. But some say Elisha. And others say one of the old prophets that is risen again. He said to them, but who do you say I am? Not what they say. Who do you say I am? Peter answered, the Christ of God. See, I never needed nobody to tell me who I was. When this spirit hit you. See, we talk about the kingdom, but what is the kingdom? The kingdom is an eternal happiness. The kingdom is an eternal joy. The kingdom is all of the fruits of the spirit, love, peace, happiness. That's the kingdom. And when that hits you, when I walk in the room, demons tremble. When I walk in the room, heads go down. When I walk in the room, backs go turning. And then they get to talking when we leave again. And see, it's certain people carrying that same spirit that have been ostracized, that have been blackballed, that have been canceled, that have been cast down by the same people that's up there getting ready to fall. Y'all ain't listening to what I'm saying. Come on now. Y'all think I live in, y'all think this is all happening by happenstance? Do y'all really think this is happening by happenstance? Do y'all think this is all happening by happenstance? Do y'all think I went on that sabbatical just because the Lord wanted to sit me down? Like they used to tell our cousins and our uncles back in the day? Oh, no, I was fasting. I was getting ready to release a revelation. I was in my word studying more than I ever been. I was listening to more gospel music than I have rap music. Go ask one of your other nieces, nephews, cousins, sons, daughters, when the last time they listened to more gospel music than they had rap music. See, and we ostracize our kids, but we ain't doing nothing to help them. We sitting up there waking them up to gospel music. They hate gospel music by the time they get older. We like, for real. Why don't your baby got a gospel playlist? You done woke them up with it at 8 in the morning to let them know it's cleanup time. You ain't told them about the benefits of what it got you through, but he know it's cleanup time. It's time to slave. It's time to wake up early on a Saturday, and he ain't getting no breakfast. But we supposed to sit up here and play like you all right. I ain't talking about Mama D, because Mama D equipped me. She equipped me for wartime. She equipped me. So when I went out into the world and they called me Elisha and they called me old priest that was dead and rose again, and when they said I was John the Baptist, I knew who I was. I was still Pastor Shug. And I'm going to be Pastor Shug. And I'm not mad at nobody. I'm more free than I ever been. And that's why I could sit here today and I could say, forgive me. Because I was in chains, XYZ. I was held in captivity by things I didn't even know. I was held prisoner by people that aren't around no more. And I had to go get released. I had to go get free from the trauma, free from the bondage, be able to speak about it, be able to read about it in the Word, be able to listen to it. There's so many things we miss because we're not willing to listen. There's so many things we don't say because we're not willing to say it. Because we too hurt. Because our hearts are hurt. And they go act like they didn't hear this message. They go sit up there and they go really act like they didn't hear this message. And they go try to disenfranchise. But you know who we serve? See, we serve the same God. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes into his own glory and in his Father's of holy angels. But I tell you truly, there is some standing here that shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. And see, we could sit up here and we could play. We could sit up here and we could play. And we ain't gonna act like 2024 is the year of open doors, the year of truth, the year of light, the year that the Word manifests in our life. We could sit up here and act like it. I'm going to say it again. Like 2024 isn't the year of truth. Isn't the year of light. Isn't the year that the Word will line up in our lives. We could sit up here and do it. But we'd be foolish to. It already said. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and he went into the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. See, there's some things the kingdom of God is about to accomplish that our grandfathers couldn't, that our fathers couldn't, that our cousins couldn't, our uncles couldn't, the people around us just couldn't, because they didn't have access to those dimensions. It was like a glass ceiling. They could see it, but they just couldn't reach it. And I'll be doggone if my apostle ever come back to my city and cry and shed tears because we ain't sitting up here preaching the word, because we ain't sitting up here saying what needs to be said. And I'll be doggone if y'all sit up here and ostracize me for preaching the word out the same Bible we proclaim to read. New King James. I didn't switch it up. It's the same one they got in the jail. Ask me how I know. See, this is not only just a release for me, but it's a release for XYZ. It's a release for some young brother, some young sister in Christ. Because here's the thing, and I'll leave y'all with this. This is what I had to learn. Ain't nobody come saving you. Ain't nobody gonna come save you, Pastor Shug. Ain't nobody gonna come save you, Pastor Shane, Pastor Gabe. See, you are your own savior. If you choose to believe in Christ, he'll help you see the kingdom of God and all the riches and all the blessings that come along with that. But you gotta make the first step, and you gotta choose to do it. So we could sit up here and play like we don't see it, like we don't hear it, and like we don't believe in it. But it's going to come a day where you can't run from it, because it's Wartime Wednesday and the kingdom of God is at hand. So we better get to repent. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, I come to you today thanking you for another opportunity to inspire, encourage, and glorify your kingdom. Heavenly Father, bless those under the sound of my voice with ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and your purpose for their lives. Lord God, right now we just give you another thanks and another praise, Lord God. We worship and adore you for all the things that you do, all the things that you've done, all the things we've been a part of. And Lord God, right now, I just cast a cloak of protection over Team XYZ, every member, every listener, every follower, every fan, every teacher, every preacher, every pastor, every apostle, right now. In Jesus' name, amen.